Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. And TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of this week and kink. This week and kink.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to yet another Twig DVD commentary, and this is a first. We're doing a DVD commentary for a movie that's technically, well, it should be out by now, I guess, I think, maybe. Fuck if I know. I'm Mike the Birdman Dog, but I'm joined with my intrepid co-host.
Scott.
And the one who had the merry misfortune to marry me.
Mrs. Birdman here with ya.
I think this is the first time you've actually done a commentary with us.
Nope. Back all the way in Niagara, I was in Flight of the Navigator.
Holy dog shit. Wow. Man, you've made a lot of bad life choices 6 years in the past.
a few too many cheeseburgers. And
those pants.
And the percentage.
Hey, don't make fun of these pants.
So yes, guys, on today's DVD commentary, we're looking at the sci-fi, or sci-fi, however you want to pronounce it.
It's European. It's sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Sci-filio.
We're looking at the pop culture unfortunate phenomenon known as Sharknado with 90210 alumni Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering.
Fuck that guy.
It's Ian Ziering.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ian Ziering. He is a big star in Dusseldorf.
And, of course, everyone's favorite Hollywood drunk, Tara Reid.
Scott. Oh.
Oh, Scott. Wouldn't it be awesome if we got hate mail about this? Don't make fun of Tara Reid, man. Nah, she did Alone in the Dark.
Leave Tara Reid alone.
What the fuck ever happened to that guy?
Chris Crocker? He started making music videos, and I was actually banned off his live stream because he's trying to tease his album, and I said his hit signal is going to be called Leave Britney Alone, because that was his thing. And I instantly got banned from his live stream.
Nice.
That was a long time ago.
I'm glad you're still pissing off the internet years later.
I know, man. That's what I was born to do.
So just so you know, we've recorded this on our PVR.
Though you can get this legally, I think, sometime.
I think it's on iTunes.
Yeah, I think you can buy it on iTunes, or it comes out on DVD in September. We're recording this in August. So hopefully it's out by now, so hopefully your counters aren't too badly off. Right now, we're just, like, probably the second or third frame of the movie. We can see a black sea, so we recorded this off the Space Channel when it first aired. So, yeah. Anyway, I guess without any further ado, Scott, count in from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You should see the water spout sucking sharks up. It's my god.
I'm regretting this life choice.
Oh, so am I.
Just for your edification, I will be your scientific knowledge. Because because I took an entire course
on Sharknados.
Not on Sharknados.
Thank you, Nipissing.
On
is this actually 20 miles
disasters.
Off the coast then? If you're
no,
giving
this
a
is
scientistic
Lake Ontario. So, the asylum.
Yeah,
because
all these
like,
fucking people belong.
I love this. The asylum, they make like the shittiest movies. Like I remember they made a Sherlock Holmes movie to go off the Robert Downey Jr. one, except in this one he fights a robot dinosaur.
These guys, did they also make Atlantic Rim?
Yes, they did.
Oh fuck.
That's something we gotta talk about.
And as background, Michael and I absolutely love horrible natural disaster movies.
I just like anything sci-fi puts up, because generally it's usually pretty terrible.
Do you not remember the one where the dude slipped in lava?
Oh, Magma?
Yeah.
What was it we were watching a couple weeks ago and they were talking about that?
I have no idea. It was the like dude slips in the dude slips in lava, and it then was just one of those, goes poof.
It was one of those PBS. I think it was on the PBS Idea Channel or something.
Duff.
They're talking
was
about
this semen?
Shark
is this...
fins.
Yeah. Oh, that was shark semen.
No.
Because then his body, his percentage of splooge in his body would have gone up.
And this is actually fairly topical because right now it is currently Shark Week.
Yeah. Actually, no, Shark Week just ended.
Just ended.
Oh,
today
like
was the last day.
The second because it just hit midnight.
Yep.
Sweet.
There we go. We are so topical right to the friggin' nanosecond.
So we started this commentary during Shark Week. The tail end. Boom, boom, tsh.
That dude needs some teeth whitener.
Oh well, for a sailor, he's got a pretty good set of chompers, I'd say, actually.
It's Mal Reynolds' pistol.
Didn't have any scurvy.
I don't know.
I love how this boat looks like it's just someone's yacht they're filming on.
You're like, hey, buddy, can we borrow your boat for the weekend? We'll buy you dinner and a case of beer. Okay.
Pretty much. Look at that dirty face on the open sea. Look.
See,
oh,
you know
filters,
what would make this
buddy.
Better is if they randomly had the asshole from Deadliest Catch, Mike Rowe or Rao, whatever.
And see, from what you can look at, it is a sailboat, but I'm willing to bet it's a rather small one because of what they're actually showing. It's, like, teeny tiny.
I also love how he's... I guess those are hundreds, at least I hope so. Otherwise, he's giving him $10,000
in stack
tens.
Of Benjamins.
Who the hell's on the American $10 bill?
Fuck if I know.
Mr. Spock.
I ain't no
Calvin
Yankee.
Coolidge.
Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering. Right. He is on the Tundach Deutschmark. Oh my god. What's Antonio Banderas' bad stunt double
Antonio
doing?
Antonio Banderas.
Which evidently he's like one of the bad guys in
Expendables.
Oh
my
Arena.
God.
Like they what they must have done is just gone to like UCLA. Okay, who passed Special Effects 101? Want to make $20? Come with me.
No, who knows After Effects? Somebody's like, I watched a YouTube tutorial.
And I'm sure somebody worked hard on this, but...
I have a feeling it was actually someone who's rather talented, but they were told they had to make it shite. Because well, that's the appeal.
Which is funny, because it's different than the bad movies you see from, say...
Roger Corman?
Yeah, from, like, Roger Corman.
What the fuck?
Or Charles Band and Full Moon Entertainment. Yeah, sharks randomly just jump on the deck, just so you know.
Mike and I's favorite filter.
Yep.
It's daytime, but we're going to make it look like night.
That is such a lazy thing to do, and it never looks good. Because every fisherman carries a handgun, just so you know.
Yeah, because you totally have shadows at nighttime like that.
Yep. The moon is so bright tonight. That water is
like,
really
where does this guy think he's
going to
escape? Because there's, you can see there's no escape boats anywhere around.
He's going to swim for the shore. It's only 20 miles. Dropped his tackle thing of, like, Monopoly. Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Literally, he's going to need a bigger boat.
It's kind of retribution for trying to buy shark fins.
Where the hell do they expect to store shark fins on a boat that size?
A nice big hammerhead shark there.
Oh my god. Yep, that's right. His face was taken off in a Sharknado.
The fuck,
that was
man.
Conjured by Storm by the X-Men.
Wow, let's welcome to fucking Saved by the Bell
to
college years.
How the hell does she get top billing?
I have no idea. And guess what, guys? Tara Reid plays the mother figure. Come
no, but
on.
Like, seriously, does this look like a mix between like CSI Miami and the college years of Saved by the Bell? A
little bit, yeah.
When they were working at the resort, when they were working at the resort, I meant that season
with Stacey Lugosi or whatever the hell her name was,
Bell Lugosi,
or when they went to Hawaii.
Was that the one when they worked at the? Because they're working at the resort,
yeah,
the Sands or White Sands or something.
And that guy ended up being the, like, dorm advisor, which is fucking
weird. Oh my god, that should be our topic show for September, Saved by the Bell. Watch the entirety of the franchise.
Have you seen the Nerds put a parody called Breaking Belding? Which is about Mr. Belding and Zach making the purest caffeine pills for SATs? Because
I'm
he's
so
dying
excited.
Because he's dying of baldness.
Oh, it would have been awesome had they got like Dennis Haskins actually come back for that.
And he has not aged well.
No. But he's very active on Twitter. He retweeted me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
a couple weeks
pretty
ago.
Cool.
This guy is not aged particularly badly, actually.
Which one's Ann Zierder?
The blondie.
Yeah, the blondie with the peach fuzz.
Oh, really?
Yep.
He is of Beverly Hills 90210 fame.
Oh, look at this. It's just wiggling him. Look, these... Oh, my God.
You know why they did that? Because I had to get the fucking jet ski rental back before they had to charge it for an extra hour.
They got the 15... No, they actually took it and they had to do it before... Whoa. They had to do it before the guy noticed they just took the jet ski without paying. Because there's
so
no
you can
fucking
see,
budget.
There's no subtle hint to her scar.
Don't worry, those boobies
or
are
to
nice.
Her boobs.
And this asshole, he's seeing like everything.
Tropical storm Sharknado.
I have never heard of a hurricane hitting Los Angeles in years.
Oh, this fucking guy. He was in The Sopranos.
Was he? He's
yeah.
very familiar. He's in a lot of
I think
things.
I see him a lot in sitcoms.
Yeah.
He used to play a dirty cop who would give Tony Soprano tips on what's going on, like when he was bugged by the cops. And then he offs himself because he's super depressed. And he goes to a whore and pays her money just so he can talk to her for therapy.
So maybe this is a prequel to the end of that?
Yeah, I think this might be. Is like he just leaves because he's an alcoholic. Look at this. So, in continuity, this takes place...
Yeah, listen to that. Random exposition. Oh, by the way, the storm has driven away sharks. I don't know. When I put together forecasts, I know my main concern is how it affects wildlife. Well, Blair, tonight there's going to be a severe thunderstorm watch, so the bears are hiding. Oh, and it might rain pythons.
You know that's their next one?
Oh, it's going to be like shark tsunami or some bullshit like that?
Oh, I thought it was going to be like raining pythons or something.
No, it should rain bears. bear quake, and they come out of the ground. Like lava
bear
bears.
Quake.
I also tried last week to watch the two-headed shark.
No, it all comes down to the fucking shark to push. You do not fuck with that thing.
Yeah...
Of all the creatures I would not fuck with, it is on like my top three.
An octopus, really?
No, a sharktopus.
A sharktopus.
The top of that list, though, is bears.
Isn't he a little old to be hitting on her?
He's probably got money or a big wang.
Yeah, don't worry, man.
Well,
a dude
does,
is never too old to hit on a 20-year-old.
A restaurant right on the fucking beach, a bar.
So it's obvious he's got money.
But realistically, a dude is never too old to hit on a 20-year-old.
It's true.
Ugh. It creeps me out. Old men.
That's par for the course for us.
Man, like, my dad, when I was younger, I was like, Daddy, what can I get you for your birthday? He said, a pair of 20-year-olds. Never figured that out till I was 16, 17. And my mom would always be like, you asshole. Never figured that one out.
You know what's amazing? You can tell what shots were shot second unit. Or like,
oh yeah.
Or like, what was pickup?
And
yeah, that's fucked.
Here's the first shark attack. Well,
yep. Where it rarely goes
main
from
scene shark attack.
What is a shark have a GoPro attached to its tail?
Yep, that's why it's shooting at 720p.
Holy
bitch.
Fuck! And look at it. They used a GoPro 100% for that shot. What? How are they getting that close to the shore in shallow water?
Well, bull sharks can be in as little as 3 feet of water.
Correct.
Day to night. See, the first
There's
time...
no continuity. Like, sorry, not continuity. Yeah, it is.
The first time I saw this, I thought something was wrong with the copy we had. Because I'm like, why does it look like crap every so often?
Yeah, like, why is it daytime all of a sudden now? And now it's nighttime. Oh, it's daytime again.
See, one
now
of the
it's
things,
menstruation time.
See, one of the things these sharks do, they randomly affect the Earth's orbit. And sharks.
You should be able to fucking yell louder, asshole, because no one gives a shit.
That makes no sense.
You know they'd hear him. That's the thing. You'd yell sharks on top of your lungs. He was right on the shore.
Yeah, what happened? He was attacked by a sea urchin. See, no point. No point. Is it supposed to represent it being cloudy or...
No, it's supposed to represent fucking laziness in filming something.
I guarantee you that was taken off some nature doc.
Oh, fuck me.
Yep, fat guy.
And we'll never talk about this on Movie Madness. I'm
you know
just
what's
out
funny?
There.
They're all running from the shore, or the sharks. You're on shore. I think you're okay.
I know. That's
I'd be standing there watching. I would be rubbernecking.
Actually, you know what? Actually, that guy was literally on the shore where his water was, and he got eaten. How does it survive in, like, 3 inches of water?
The shark rolled a natural 20. 3 times in a row.
Oh, right, Steve.
Instant dead.
This is like...
That really looks
that was
like
Shark Week nature doc. What?
What?
Did she...
What the fuck?
Her boobs killed him.
He saw her tits and was like, I regret nothing. So your fucking jet ski didn't do anything.
Punch the motherfucker.
Hans Zingler.
Yep. Not even 13 minutes in, folks, and we are in for a treat, let me tell you. Oh. You know, he takes being bit by a shark remarkably well.
It's only a flesh wound. What are you gonna do, bleed on me?
Wait, why are some people running away from the water and some people running towards it?
She's running to help.
Mass hysteria. Cats living with dogs.
40 years of darkness. Real biblical shit, Mr. Bear.
Speaking of cats, Scott, look to your right. Left.
Oh, look how cute he is. He's like, hey, Scotty, I'm going to be a sphinx.
Look at this. Look, oh, they cut
look, look at his leg, how perfectly fine it is.
I know. Cut back.
Hey, you asshole, you called in all the sharks. oh, I was just taking off her bra and said, hey, use this.
There's people dying on the beach, and you're worried about this guy with a flesh wound? Fuck off, Baywatch.
Sharks don't like Vegemite.
I actually like Vegemite.
The hell's Vegemite?
Oh, you cooked that in a fucking pizza?
What the
because
hell
it's yeast. Vegemite is brewer's yeast extracts after they make beer. It's the leftover of that yeast.
Is it like Marmite?
Spread. It is the same thing.
Oh, okay.
We have a guy from New Zealand who works beside us, and he brought Vegemite. We made him a Vegemite pizza. It has yeast, so when you cook it, it...
Isn't what? That Malibu? Like, isn't that where
it's
you were?
It's not the quite... The
Santa Monica pier?
Not quite, because where I was, there was a mall. I could walk from the mall to the water in, like, 2 minutes.
Sir, can I ask you a question? How come he's... There's like no one gave a shit about it. This should have been like the opening scene of the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, the whole shark herd came, but it's the next day. I'm having a brewski. I didn't go to the hospital or anything. And this asshole's still in the same fucking spot.
That's actually a plot point. I'm not even kidding.
Shut up.
Nah.
What? Is that like the one place in the earth where the Sharknado can't get him?
It's like the Winchester pub from Shaun of the Dead.
Oh my god.
By the sharks. Huh. Look at me. I'm acting. I'm nonchalant.
Look at him. He's actually drunk. Yeah, straight on the boardwalk.
Like, hey, man, we'll put you on TV. You can drink as much as you
hear
want.
Hear the slurring in his speech, though.
It's like the dude who was...
Look at her fuck now. She got horny thinking about a hurricane. Here I am! Boom, 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 boom.
Near-death experiences.
Horny from a hurricane!
Near-death experiences make the ladies horny.
Hey, man, I get a boner every time I'm almost in a car crash. It's true. All feedback can be sent to...
Steve.
Feedback at thisweekingeek.net.
Yeah, he's drunk, man. He's not acting.
Well, look at the size of his pupils.
Holy shit.
See?
Breaking news. And that's exactly where they are from they just showed. And look how dark it is. The reflection of... Oh, my God. Oh, that's not the reflection of the... What the fuck? That reflection's so off-putting. The car's driving in the back. That's totally... They're on the beach! How are cars?
My favorite is how, like, and experts are saying this is because of global warming.
And I love how the water... Check the water level each time that they go.
Yeah, like, I don't think so, guys.
I've already started drinking Finn.
I'm sorry, but I don't know anyone who answers the phone using their last name anymore. Saying it's so-and-so's residence.
Jack Bauer. He always goes, Bauer.
No, but you don't say, hi, Dodd residence.
I do.
True. No. Who the hell has vanity shots of himself on the fucking wall?
Tara Reid, yeah. She's a fucking bimbo.
I remember when she was so hot in the American Pie series. Look at her face.
Well, she got a lot of plastic surgery.
Jesus Christ. She's more machine now than man.
Cyborg.
Twisted and evil.
She
had to have half of it redone because it was so bad.
Didn't her tits explode or something?
No, her boob puckered. And then
it imploded titties.
And then she had dimples all over her stomach from a botched liposuction. Like literally it looked like
she did it in the Philippines?
Yeah, basically.
You know what's sad? The most capable actor in this
it's
movie?
The drunk guy.
Yeah, is him and fucking 90210 here.
And the guy's fucking drunk.
And I'm pretty sure she's from some MTV show that was supposedly unscripted but was scripted. I forget, like The Hills or Laguna Beach or some shit like that.
Yeah, and pay no attention to me. How do you intend to secure the bar against that? Besides, that's what insurance is for.
Watch how fast the water rises.
There's little Planet Earth dog shots.
You know what's awesome?
So, this is 1 minute
Guess
past.
What her name is.
What?
You'll never guess. Scotty, do you know what her name is?
Her name is Shaniqua Alabika.
Nova.
What?
In the movie, her name is Nova.
In the movie, her
name
is Nova.
Oh, I thought you
Nova.
Meant her real name.
She was from Bring It On and Make It or Break It.
Oh.
As well as, let me see.
Not gonna lie, I wouldn't be worried about that fucking shark.
What MTV show was she on? Anything?
Technically not.
Oh.
I would not be worried about that shark in front of me. It doesn't have the ability to swim on fucking rubber.
Well, that's what you think, Scott.
And it would die.
And yet, it's a nice day. Glorious
and
day.
And the water is still so far out.
Fuck me, they didn't pay him to leave.
Yet, the shark just came in. How did he do it? Fly? Because if you look, the pier
now watch
is way
this.
Far
watch
out.
This. He brings his stool. That's literally a plot point.
Holy fuck. It's like Samson. You take away his fucking stool.
Nature documentary? Fake?
Yet she has time to put on a coat.
And her hair is perfectly still.
Oh no, we're all wet. We're all wet.
No.
My favorite part is coming up. I'll tell you when.
The fuck? Just get the fuck up!
Nope. I'm gonna beat it with a stool. And I love how nobody bats an eye. There's some chick randomly running around with a shotgun. So, Blair, if we ever get stuck in a hurricane, I'm going to make sure we got a couple of Mac-10s.
Can I ask you, how did they know it was a fucking Sharknado? Because the first time it was just sharks appearing.
Because on the news, they said sharks are going crazy.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
That was such a Resident Evil 2 moment right
no,
there.
No, that's in Jaws. That's it doing Jaws. One of the Jaws movies.
I think that shrapnel would have killed Buddy there, or at least he'd be deaf.
Okay, and this is what I liken to the propeller guy in Titanic.
Oh, so I laugh at that every fucking time.
This, they come from the Prometheus school of running. Just go to the side. Go to the side.
That's my favorite part.
That would not have had enough force to do that.
Nope, it would have just went, oh. Hey, look, and it's a nice day.
Oh, people are on the beach relaxing.
And the water is still really far out.
Oh, my God. This is fucking brutal.
Like, if you're going to make a movie, take the time to do it right.
And they didn't have steady shots. The wind's blowing the camera around.
Right now, somewhere, my physical geography teacher, if he's still alive, because he was a very old man, is rolling in his grave or rolling somewhere.
Or he's rolling
into
Sharknado.
Well, exactly.
I look at this, and I can't... I mean, maybe I don't understand this right, perhaps. But he's like, look at my bar, it's ruined. You have insurance, man. What the fuck are you worried about?
Unless he doesn't have fucking Sharknado insurance, because you do know that the insurance company would say, you don't have Sharknado insurance,
well,
but...
hey, man, he didn't save 15% by switching to Geico. I'm just saying.
He might have. We don't know that yet.
And he's not in good hands, because State Farm was not there. Fuckers. Yes! And evidently I have to have my things in by Thursday. It's a good thing that I emailed.
Oh, party very on, good.
Make sure your family's okay from the Sharknado, which is about 30 miles from shore, so I think you're good.
He got my fucking stool!
Oh, just wait.
Let's see. I want to see what he's been in, this George character. George, John Hurd, what have you been in, my good friend? You, my friend, are 67 years old and married Margot Kidder in 1979.
I was at The Sopranos.
Yes, please grab me a Pepsi, baby. I love you. He was in the movie Cat People. And Chud.
Oh, my gosh. It was fucking New Orleans footage. They're working on this movie for a while. Let's go take...
Yeah, I will tell you, those trees are not from that area.
This is totally shot in Ontario.
That was shot in China! Because the sign was in Chinese or Filipino or something.
Holy fuck.
I'm probably looking at this. I mean, I'm not expecting Citizen Kane here, but I'm expecting competency.
They're
driving in front of, like, a whiteboard.
I'm expecting filmmaking. Actually, no, this is a... Oh, my... What the fuck? You know, if you're driving that deep and sharks are able to swim... You can't drive anymore. Your car is submerged underwater.
Your car has no traction.
Yeah.
But no, he's got four-wheel drive, Scotty. He can drive on the fucking moon. Which, I'd like to point out, even if she does shoot the sharks in the water, 12-gauge buckshot isn't going to do much. Jesus Christ.
And you know she's probably using birdshot?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
No, that's yours.
Oh, okay. My wife is throwing Pepsi at me. It's a great time. It's a good time.
Pepsi challenge.
See, once again, like I said, that's the Philippines.
Wow, that was such an awkward cut. Holy fuck. This guy probably has the smartest fucking idea right there. Oh my. So that legitimately is a fucking plot point.
I told you. I will admit, that's actually kind of funny.
But so far, he's the best character in this fucking movie, and he has the best fucking plan. Hey, like, we can just take this, get to Beverly Hills, because the water will not have come up that far.
Whereas Aaron Zierk...
Ein Zanding!
Okay, I'm going to call him... I don't know. I'll think of something. But his basic plan is get to his family when he could have just called them. Say, hey, there's a problem, you may want to
leave. This isn't the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, it gets better. You wait.
That's probably a joke for people who live there. Like,
it's
yeah.
true. When I went to Spike TV with Handsome Tom, for us to go like 10 miles, it was like 3 hours.
On the 405?
I don't remember the name of the highway, but that sounds really friggin' familiar. Like, LA traffic sucks.
That's probably a super fuck. LA? This is LA?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
But they said, didn't they? Oh,
well,
never mind.
Santa Monica and LA are virtually.
Oh, I was thinking of the beginning when they said 20 miles off the coast of Mexico.
Now, the water hits those cars and completely ignores them. Completely ignores them.
Look at that daylight shine through. What?
Yep.
And how come they're swimming away from him? Oh my god. You're a retard, and I hope you fucking die. What?
See, he's smart. He's on. Wow, I love how they just dropped him in with, like, fucking Photoshop.
Oh my god.
And evidently this is Dawn of the Dead.
I just had a thought. They could cross...
My doggy!
Well, Boomer live.
Gotta get the doggy poo-poo. I just had a thought. They should cross this with World War Z and have the sharks only be attracted to a certain person.
You know what's fucked up? I found out today World War Z is Brad Pitt's highest grossing movie ever.
Are you shitting me?
Really?
That depresses me. It just beat out Troy.
Troy's a good fucking movie.
Yeah, whereas World War Z is definitely not.
Oh, guess what he's going to get?
Gotta get my stool.
It's fucking vodka enema.
I love he's the only effective person at saving anyone, and he's fucking plastered out of his mind.
And he just showed up for the paycheck.
He probably worked the hardest for this fucking paycheck.
You know what said? Someone had the casting, which means somebody had to audition for this. People auditioned for this. Let that sink in for a minute.
But I bet you this is one of sci-fi's or space's highest grossing films.
Oh, he left a stool.
It's definitely one of the most well-known. Like,
it's become cult status fairly quickly.
Only because the premise is so ridiculous, whereas opposed to...
Did he die?
Yep.
Seriously?
Watch how bad he dies.
Did you hear he said, Ow, get off of me.
Well, I'm done. My favorite, the only likable character so far are fucking dead.
No. Just, no.
You are a retard.
So here's an idea. If they're going to be everywhere, how about you drive out of the city?
Just, Why don't you drive, I guarantee if you drove to
ground.
Go to Nevada. Go to fucking Nevada, man.
My cat's talking. Come here, Ayla. Come here, baby girl. Or is that you, Logan? You screaming?
No, that was Ayla.
Isn't Nevada, like, right beside LA, California?
Like, 3 hours.
Fucking go to Nevada! If the sharks get to fucking Nevada, then you're
you've got problems. The Sharknado's the least of... See what I mean?
Well, if you think about it, it can happen. It did happen with Katrina. That it went right over the seawalls and completely flooded like 90% of New Orleans in like
a couple hours.
8 feet of water. Sharks can swim in at least 3 feet. So it does stand to reason that it could happen.
Yeah, but in this case, half of Los Angeles County would be dead.
Correct.
Which is why you go to Nevada.
Go to Vegas, play some fucking craps, and have a good fucking time.
You know what? This wouldn't happen because they'd go all Saints Row on the Sharks and start wasting them with, like, shotguns and shit.
Fucking the white
crib.
Do you know
what I'm curious of? There have yet to be a single emergency vehicle or police car.
We are the National Guard.
Yeah, we have.
Or National
Wouldn't
Guard.
The National Guard be out there fucking wasting sharks?
It's like machine guns and shit.
They sent fucking Apache units out. Hellfire the coast.
I better still fucking like this movie after analyzing it like this.
Nope.
Fuck.
Welcome to my world, but Blair. Michael,
welcome to the world of going to any film school.
Michael can attest how much I enjoyed it the first time, because yep. You didn't watch it with me. What was I doing?
You were in the other room cackling. I'm in here. See, look, it's a fucking... she's in the other room just cackling. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm... Oh, fuck off.
Yes, that's right. It's unfucking believable that someone paid a fucking budget for this.
And, I don't know, it feels to me like it's one of the sloppier Asylum movies. I mean, Sherlock Holmes at least had a robot dinosaur.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And now it pukes sharks.
And the drainage basins.
Now, I want you to picture, when this scene happens here, Scotty, I want you to pay particular attention to how the water levels work in this house. Physics be damned.
So the front door, there is no flooding there, correct, right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
The fuck?
See, look at this. Like...
How many sewer manholes does fucker have?
I'd like to know what kind of pressure was required to shoot that shark that far in the air.
Why is he yelling at the fucking frame? Oh.
I said every... The only competent female actress is Nova. I think her name's like Cassie something or other.
He was fucking her.
Douche nozzle.
He just finished eating her out. You say, oh, Shepherd?
Shepherd. Yeah,
that's his last name.
I should go. I should go.
We should get Mark Meer to do a DVD commentary with us as Hunter S. Thompson.
We should get Fear and Loathing commentary.
Now, the way it's posed, it looks like the girlfriend is the daughter right there. No. That dude is dating Tara Reid.
Then where are they? Just think about how stupid that
what?
Phrase sounds. Yeah. Yep. So once again, pay attention to how the physics of this scene work.
And no one gets electrocuted.
Yep. Hell, I'm surprised they still have power.
Goodbye, douchebag boyfriend.
I was in it for 5 minutes. I made my money.
Fun fact, if you set upstairs, it's impossible for it to get upstairs, the water. Because how high would that upstairs be?
She's got the shotgun. Shoot the shark in the head.
Why'd you take his limbs?
They thought they could save him. Or what's left of him.
Don't worry, you're not cremating him, bud. Shepherd, you know what? You should go.
I love how no items fall off that shelf until it's already in the water.
That's special gravity.
Holy fucking butt fucking turtles.
That's definitely a great white shark.
In a house that the thing would be about as long as.
No, great whites can vary in...
Yeah, well, considering how quickly this one ate that...
Scientifically accurate Sharknado!
like from watching Shark Week, they average, like the average size is like probably 3.5-4 meters.
Yeah, those are big motherfuckers.
Well, it's like 20 feet. Room. So from the ceiling to floor.
And she also has the, like, Evil Dead shotgun. And what I mean by that is the thing never runs out of ammo.
Look at the little damage she's doing to it.
Don't with a shotgun, don't you have to load each one?
No.
Not all shotguns.
Yeah, not all shotguns. Depends very much on the model.
She just had a double barrel. That would have... iTunes.
I'm always making a joke. Yeah, I just watched my boyfriend get eaten.
Well, and he made a period blood joke.
Enjoy the iTunes.
Oh my lord.
For the rest of the movie.
I'm out of. Oh, finally, she's out of ammo. Okay, that's really fucking distracting. Watching your iTunes logo bounce there.
Well, your PVR has iTunes?
It does. It's special. Why you close your laptop when we're recording? Well, for plot convenience, yes.
Say your brother's a shark? Street shark? Shark man? Man shark?
I remember when this first came on TV, Cliff Bleszinski was like, is this not the best time to reboot the Street Sharks franchise? With this and Shark Week being so close together. I still can't believe they showed this on the Discovery Channel.
That's society for you now.
It's like, the History Channel's dedicated to bullshit and Pawn Stars. TLC is Honey Boo Boo and What Not to Wear.
Discovery was starting to go that way with all the Mike Rowe shows, but I enjoyed a lot of those. Like, they're actually kind of interesting.
No. Look at the front of the house. No water coming out the front door.
Right.
That's just where they were, where there was, like, 4 feet of water. Well, like, 3 feet of water.
Yep, wait. I'd also like to point something else that'd be fun to this scene as well. Wait till it cuts back to the front. Now, I'm presuming this house has windows. Funny how the front went. Oh, there we go. Yeah, no.
See, but that I could believe, though, because there was a drainage. One of
those. No, but it blew the windows out before, and then it cut back, and the windows weren't blown out.
Now
look. What?
Yeah, their house was crushed by fucking Devastator. You just didn't see him.
What the fuck? Did the sharks eat the foundation?
Yep.
No, it was a kaiju attack.
That would be awesome, the Sharknado and kaiju.
I have a feeling because of Pacific Rim, that's will be the next one.
You watch.
Shark Jew? I mean, no way, I'm going to rephrase that one.
Shark Jew?
What, does he have an Orthodox Jew haircut?
He's the enemy of the Hebrew hammer.
He doesn't do anything on the Sabbath.
It's very reserved in the front and party in the back.
I don't drive. I don't bowl. I surely don't roll.
Oh, I also love how they conveniently have that.
It's a portable.
Okay, let's. She has like 6 shells.
Now, what is on the front of his truck?
Tampons. I'm serious. Look at it.
Those
are tinfoil balls.
No, wait, those I have to stick those
are tinfoil balls.
A tampon goes.
Those may be Hershey's Kisses, actually.
Those are. So, okay, she had her on 6 shells left. 5 to 6 shells.
And I love how she's the only one. Okay, Ian. That guy, can't say his name, has a pistol. You see him use it once.
Terry Reed's got coke. How come they had traffic going the other direction?
Because, hey, when you got to get downtown, you got to get downtown.
That's the only time part that they can go shopping on Rodeo Drive. Be deserted.
I would totally loot during this scenario. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
It's just the end of Los Angeles County.
It's the end of the world.
Where would you loot during this event?
In Los Angeles? Studio City.
A museum.
I could be dressed up as
LAPD police armory. It's not so much that I care about my own safety. I just want a lot of guns.
Then why would you go to the
police armory?
Yeah, why wouldn't you go to a pawn shop or a gun store? Or the fucking...
Because I want a general purpose machine gun.
But you could go and, like, in Commando, he's got to hit a button near the cash register, and there's like four
rocket
black
launchers.
Box rocket launchers. And apparently no recoil.
How quickly am I save the bus full of children in
okay,
the
so,
middle of the bright, sunny day?
Do you know how far a bus is off the ground?
Yep.
I don't know.
Like a foot. A foot
at
and
least.
A half. Just a foot. A foot and a half. No more than that. And that shark is having the time of its life underwater. That's what's going to bug me this whole movie. Probably code for something.
Well, they probably...
It's got rockets. It's got rockets on its fins.
Sharks with laser beams attached to its frickin' head.
Remarade rockets. Trust
like
me, you're fucking safe on that bus.
He looks like a more athletic version of like Harry Knowles.
I actually thought
brother.
He was handicapped. I thought it was a special needs guy who was acting.
Remember, when always be prepared. Always
what? He is like...
Repelling equipment.
Third echelon.
I think
are you
he's
kidding
like,
me?
Sam Fisher.
I think he's like former Navy or Army or something.
No way. It's ridiculous. Then again, that shouldn't surprise me. He was actually probably president 3 terms ago.
Well, he was the president of a fraternity in Beverly Hills 90210.
My God. Anybody in there? Because, you know, I just
well,
jumped
no,
down here
he,
anyways.
He didn't know up until this point if there was anything in there.
Like, why would you rappel there then?
Because he's
he
a
wanted,
hero.
He wanted to know if there was kidlets in there.
No, just
and I thought the emergency only opens from the inside. You see the green screen? Oh my gosh. Send the rope that I just jumped down on? What?
Which I love how...
My God.
Although, you know what's messed up, though? I will say, he's genuinely likable in this movie, though.
Start pulling, they're ready. She wasn't even attached.
I love how he's using bare hands to do it, too.
Let me feel that ass.
His hands would be so tore the fuck up.
Why? This is retarded.
Why not just back the car up, man?
Yeah, I know.
But hey, we're not professional rescue people. What do we know?
I'm not the fucking Eevee Pokemon rescue team.
So, let me see. They're doing one person about every 2.5 to 5 minutes.
And the police still haven't come yet. That were dispatched a while ago. I guarantee...
7 hours later.
Well, a bus can hold 48 kids.
That's why we said 7 hours? I laughed and he said, no, you fuck.
No way, you fat fuck.
You pedo. We don't need sex offenders here.
There's like no kids left. Were they... What?
What the f... It's not a rocket launcher.
I hate sharks. I'm from Wyoming.
And you all know he's gonna die because how much emphasis they put on him. See?
No. Oh boy. He must be, I guarantee, he's probably like a member of like the staff who's like a director or something. Pickup shot.
Yep. Oh, he actually made it?
Yep.
What?
He can phase through solid concrete.
Apparently.
He's a mutant.
How much does the water level raise once he gets up there? Well, it's apparently a lot. This is like the 1967 Batman movie. When Batman's on the ladder in the helicopter, and he has his bat repellent, which explodes.
And I love how sharks can jump like 12 feet, 15 feet in the air.
Is that shark in the harness?
Yeah, it got stuck.
Hey, here's a cool idea. Shoot the shark.
Are you kidding me?
It took him to climb halfway up to think of that.
And they just forgot what the emphasis on the rope breaking. Oh my god.
Do you not feel this experience beige?
Yeah, I wish I was experiencing beige instead of this.
I found random couch popcorn.
Oh, that was my kettle corn from 4 days ago. I would have eaten that. Where'd that go?
Stop making a mess, you.
I want to eat that. I will. Oh, there it is. Never mind.
Oh, hickory stick.
Oh, that was mine too. Look at the change in weather for bait. Hollywood.
Yep. Hollywood.
Oh, wait for it. Here it comes.
These paratrooping sharks? He phased through it, man.
Told you, he's a mutant.
What is he? He's at bullet time.
It's like Discount X-Men. It's like
Discount Neo. Look at this.
Neo, the later years.
Windows 95 Neo.
When I love how the wind is still that high, but doesn't hit them with anything else.
Notice how there's no debris.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to get hit with this because it's... They did a full-out shot here.
Yep. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
Like, do you see how obvious that shot was? Like, that was so bad.
They were setting him up.
Oh my gosh. I'm a significant amount dumber now. It's gonna be easier if we steal another car. Yeah, everyone's driving. Like?
Yeah, everyone don't give a shit.
Look how many there are.
That's so the first shot you actually see of them.
Sharknado?
Yeah.
We're breathing sharks. If you didn't save those kids, you could have been in Nevada by now.
I love how
that was a bird flying.
Nope. Those are sharks on helipads.
What the fuck?
Those are hella sharks.
Yeah, there's a hella lot of sharks. Well, at least they had the continuity to actually make the Hollywood sign destroyed. Thank you for that.
As other people are just going about
their
day.
And the fact that all the traffic lights still work.
Los Angeles has the best infrastructure in the world ever.
Fucking jumpy.
I know what it is.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You have a fucking shotgun, dumbass. For fuck's sakes.
Here's your pistol, man.
You know what you could do? You could get out of the car. What? Please experience beige.
And you're all deaf.
It's Christmas time. It's a Christmas film. There's a Nutcracker. Christmas time is
and Dave
here.
Renight again.
The engine must be flooded.
I don't know. You just drove in like 20 feet of water.
No, he means it flooded with gasoline. Why are you running with those other cars? Can I get in your car? Are you kidding me?
It's Grand Theft Auto logic.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Aren't you glad I made you watch this?
Look at these fucking cars right here, asshole.
No, they want to go to the liquor store.
Fucking bunch of goddamn retards.
I know, I want... If it was raining sharks, I'd want to go to the fucking liquor store.
Look, this asshole's still selling like it's nothing, like... But you want to buy some fucking booze?
But here my debit machine's still up.
What? But no one took the fucking liquor.
Or the cat food.
What the fuck? Honey never goes bad.
Fucking iced tea.
And look how well stocked the rest of the fucking store is. Like, look how well stocked the fridge is.
I bet you this is like a random convenience store.
And they snuck in with like a GoPro.
Oh, they had to hide the porn.
That's hilarious.
She needs to pick out a pregnancy test.
I thought you said the power's been out for hours.
Yep.
No, just the phone.
Hey, make it quick. I don't want to spend too much time here.
I see perfect 10.
Fucking Dodongo.
It's weather manipulation, man.
Sounds like fucking you, man. You're on your fucking perks.
Thanks. I don't think I sound that crazy.
Fucking, yeah, he does. Fucking Pepper Jack. My favorite cheese.
To be fair, it's cheddar, old cheddar.
They know the kind of percentage milk I drink, man.
All you need to do is burp tonight.
And that wasn't Michael Dodd.
It would be remarkably easy to find out what kind of milk I like. Just look at my garbage. Look. We need a stealth bomber.
Oh my god, he has mascara on.
They're going to steal the car from the on top of the roof.
They should steal a fucking DeLorean.
No, better.
Are you...
Like I said, it's Saints Row with sharks.
Look at the car they steal.
What the fuck?
While obeying every traffic law, I might add.
And how come Tara Reid didn't come out of the fucking liquor store with boxes of booze?
She already drank them before they got in the car.
Probably. Why are you driving so fast? I can't finish my drinks.
She's probably drunk for half this movie.
I am fucking drinking booze. Not shark booze.
Oh, finally!
The first EMS we've seen.
Look at the people walking so nonchalantly, too.
Yeah, hey, the apocalypse is here. Hey, man, what's
just
up?
Just watch.
Nothing but insert shots. And I guarantee you that band playing right now is a friend of the director's band. Or some shit like that.
Oh my god.
That's not even the same piece of street. It's not even...
Oh, just wait.
I also love how he passed the same piece of street twice.
How much he's on his tail? How far? What the fuck? Wow. There's no more storage wars, apparently.
Yep.
Do you see? What?
Yep. That's so bad.
Okay, Vin Diesel, fucking tone it down.
That's the third time they've come around that corner. Look at the crazy eyes. Look at his eyes. He thinks he's really driving.
Swerving on an empty street.
Sunny Meadows.
Oh my god,
retirement
I forgot
home.
About this part. Which Van Nuys, for those of you that don't know, is actually, I think it's pretty close to like where all the porno is filmed in Los Angeles.
So Porno Valley.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I know Digital Playground has their offices in Van Nuys.
And I always wonder how come sharks are the only ones that are taken up by this NATO.
Yeah, what about all the rest of the sea life?
Why is there no sea urchin attack?
Yeah, imagine
why
that. Just throwing...
not a jellyfish NATO?
I think that'd be more terrifying, actually, because you can't see the motherfuckers.
Michael is terrified of jellyfish.
Portuguese man-o-wars, fuck that shit.
Oh, I've seen a shit ton of them.
Yeah, but they'll fucking kill your ass.
Actually, no.
You can die from a Portuguese man-o-war.
Yes, but...
Is it man-o-war comic book?
Yeah, well, there was one in the 90s. Exo-man-o-war.
Yeah. Was he a jellyfish?
Yes. A giant jellyfish that teamed up with Iron Man once.
That's what I'm asking, man. Let's just close the door. Yeah. That'll save us.
It's only sheet metal.
Yeah, you know,
I don't think
her.
We're in Kansas anymore.
Did he say that? I yawned a bit. I wish he blew Tara Reid's face off accidentally.
Oh shit, you're dead. Ah, well, you're useless as tits anyway.
So she shot one of those shells she inserted. Go out of the closet. Shark in the closet.
I don't see why she's being so paranoid. Like, you're looking for other survivors, if best, and everybody else in the county seems to be adjusting well.
And the dude who plays Matt was in another movie.
He looks almost older than the dad.
He played a petter ass.
Let's see who Matt is. His name is Chuck Hillenfinger, or Hittinger. He's 30, they think. He was in Pretty Little Liars.
Or it was a movie, like, about stalking or something.
Hi, kitty.
Are you full of cat?
I'm full of cat.
So the pressure just lost like an airplane?
Yep. At that one particular point to suck one person out, nothing else. And sheet metal can protect you from anything, including flying debris, which would fly right through that.
That's what my dad always told me.
There was actually a thing in the paper this week, because in Ontario, we've had a bunch of really bad storms last week. There was a piece of a lawn chair embedded in a tree. That's how fast the winds are whipping shit around.
Well, we had an F0 tornado close by.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
Scott is now posing.
I said, excuse me.
Drawing me like one of your French girls, right?
Yes.
Oui, oui.
Now he's getting naked.
Draw me like one of your Sharknados.
Come here, baby. Ayla, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
I love how he's like thrusting out.
He rocks out with his cock out, just like fucking Tara Reid.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Michael. Mr. Feeney.
Michael's looking up your shorts like there.
I saw he was.
I love how it destroys everything but.
Okay, and coming up, they make the most brilliant
and look, it's not
decision
wet.
Ever.
The helicopter's not wet.
Nope.
We can't, there's no storm happening.
You're going to fight a tornado.
Well, no, and they state right there, we can't fly in these storms. Now just wait until they make their decision of what to do.
Oh my god.
Get it? Because they're related.
Yep.
Is this Starbucks they're going into?
It says blah 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 surplus.
Yeah, they're going to Starbucks to get a venti half calf half mocha no foam latte.
Okay, so that's the second shell.
Third.
Oh yeah. It's like and it's like the A team. What do you call it? The fucking god damn it! The A team montages.
There's got to be product placement shots in there somewhere.
Brand new steel.
Yeah, because I'm sure chainsaws are the most effective. This is like fucking Dead Rising. Yeah.
Tara Reid. Right. He said bombs. Yeah, Scott, they just decided to do that. Tornadoes happen when cold
and warm air meet. I think that was the most, what the fuck?
No.
No?
If you're dropping hydrogen bombs, perhaps.
Because we've got the bombs.
Yeah, we're going to drop nukes. A propane bomb will stop a tornado. That was so badly ADR'd.
Alrighty, son, I'm gonna fly the helicopter then.
How old is Tara Reid?
I'll look that shit up.
Alright, let's find out.
Because that kid's gotta be
the
like.
The kid's 30.
18 or 20.
She's 37.
And the actor playing her son
she
is
was
30.
In Saved by the Bell, the new class?
What? Are we really going to do that now? Oh, he really is getting naked now.
Yes. I'd prefer if you didn't.
Yes, ladies. The Sharknado is taking my clothes.
Oh, let me bend over.
Ladies, I hope you are. I hope you are 2.5 meters away. Oh, whoo!
Skinnamarinky dink.
In the stink.
Oh my god. Listen to this forced fucking character drama here. She could give a shit less.
She reminds me of Kristen Stewart.
Although I might argue this one at least has a little bit more range.
Slightly.
She has no emotion than some emotion.
Her name is Audrey Peebles. I wonder if she's related to Mario Van Peebles.
Does this fucking guy know what he's doing?
Oh, hell no. Because everybody knows how to make bombs from the Anarchist Cookbook. Weed whacker accident. Jesus Christ! You know who I just realized he looks like? He looks like Discount Iceman from the X-Men movies.
Oh my god, he does!
Or like the stupid fucking Animorphs or whatever.
I think those two guys are brothers.
They are, yeah. Sean and something or other Ashmore.
Aaron Ashmore.
That's it.
Discount Aaron Ashmore. We got Discount Morpheus. I mean, Neo. Morpheus is a fucking guy from my comic shop, which I want you to meet.
Okay. Remember, folks, pay attention.
He dilled my cooter.
Oh,
Whoa, you went inside what? The shark
clearly
protect
he
you?
Wasn't very successful. Now she's gonna get those
sharks.
Bastards.
That's why I hate sharks.
Yep. You heard it here, folks.
I suppose, kids, but this is a bomb.
The flare's gonna ignite that?
Yep. There's all you need to stop the problem in Tornado Alley.
A
wheelbarrow full of bombs.
It's not raining anymore. And the tornadoes are
Blair,
not around.
To be fair, they ran out of money for the water budget. Water costs money. Pick up shots from the third day.
Fix it in post.
Yep.
Money to rent a ridiculous Hummer.
It's probably someone's Hummer from this. Why is there a machine gun in the back?
What?
If you turn around, there's like a fucking ammo belt.
Going on a fucking road trip.
Because we've got the bombs.
This isn't the fucking end of the world. Why are they treating it like it?
Yeah, like,
and he's gonna off himself to stop a fucking tornado.
Well, yeah. You know what's the best solution for all this? Wait! Pressure equalizes!
Yeah, the sharks are not like the core of the earth and keeping it spinning because the sharks are spinning,
no,
making momentum.
If they don't stop it, those sharks are going to travel all the way to like a fucking landlocked state, like fucking
Idaho.
Like Idaho or Kansas.
They're going to go after Dustin Van Core.
See you later, Boise! And I know he'll listen to this, too.
We love you,
Vancouver, Justin. We're coming for you with our Sharknadoes! And Clark.
God. What the hell ever happened to that kid?
He got eaten by a Sharknado.
He was eaten by a Sharknado. Now I know what happened. That's what happens whenever you leave This Week in Geek, you get eaten by sharks.
So
Steve
why did they take,
watch out.
They didn't take the bombs with them.
No, they loaded them in.
But not the chainsaws.
No, the chainsaw comes later.
Blair's watched this too many times.
This is my third time.
This is her RoboCop. This is...
Your move, amphibian.
He's entirely too happy.
Well, love how he's just shaking his arm like he's supposed to be driving. It's that fake kind of driving you do.
I'm sorry, you cannot fly a helicopter
that
close to a tornado.
And don't forget, with shotguns, you can sniper. Oh, no, wait for this, Scott. Now he's Call of Duty Black Ops.
It's Captain Price.
Because God knows they can go that far.
It's like RoboCop. He uses his sensors to bounce off the wall.
No, it won't.
And with the velocity of those winds, they would not be able to hear each other, let alone over the sound
the
of
winds
the chopper.
The winds would have knocked the chopper way out of the air by now.
It would have broken the propeller. When did the spikes get on those things? The rubber spikes.
See? There's a chain gun there.
Does the fucking, flare act as a projectile, like... Smell that propane, honey. Did he call it Sharknado or Tornado?
Tornado.
Okay, phew. It's a Sharknado.
Which, here's the most amazing thing. This tornado has stayed around for that long. Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. They just defeated a tornado with a helicopter.
Now, it's not just raining cats and dogs.
Now it's raining fucking sharks. Love how she's going to do it with a weed whacker.
Are you fucking... No, that's a hedge trimmer. Those things don't cut shit.
He just Frank Wested that shark.
He just cut a shark in half.
I've covered wars, you know.
Ah!
God.
What kill streak is he on?
I know, right? He'll be able to call it a fucking UAV next.
To get a tactical nuke. Which one? Or fucking guard or dogs.
Kilimanjaro.
Oh, fuck, I can see it coming towards. They've been reusing fucking shots.
I know, right? Like... Yep, the guy from Baywatch is now dead.
No.
He's
from Baywatch?
Yeah. Do not doubt my prowess, woman of Wikipedia. Oh my God.
There's two people.
Yep. I love how they don't know anything about the tornadoes.
That looks like Craig T. Nelson sitting there. And old Jamie Lee Curtis.
Kane Hodder. Still want to say Kane Hodder.
Stephen King.
The best, she was wearing a parka.
Old Rob Ford!
Is it Taste of the Danforth yet?
You know, it would have been awesome had one of the bombs bounced back into the helicopter and it blew up the fucking chopper.
Yeah, we're following. He had no ammo.
Yep, and he can fire it one-handed effectively. Mm. So he's the Terminator.
Sushi.
Fuck me.
It's raining sharks. Hallelujah, it's raining sharks.
He should have got up as like a rage zombie.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Didn't we come up with like Zombinado? Zomnado?
Zomnado or some shit like that.
That's when you should be a bit scared. He pulled her in! He fucking pulled her in! What a dick! Hey, Jezebel, you're fucking coming with me?
We die together.
If I don't get your life insurance, you don't get mine. Aww.
Come on, get Grandpa Simpson out of there.
They keep a gas tank beside the lawn chairs.
Don't you?
In the sun. Is this one's teeth? Nope.
Water's explosive now, you know.
Fuck me.
I love how Tara Reed has hedge trimmers.
Tara Weed?
Tara Weed?
Tara Weed. Tara Weed and the hedge trimmers.
That sounds like be like a name to an awesome band. So, just at a... Oh my god, did you know Ian Ziering was on Biker Mice from Mars?
No.
Well, he was. And so, Tara Reid is 37.
Yeah.
He's 49. So now you can extrapolate the age of their children.
That was the gasoline NATO that hit a natural gas vein. Shut up, Jezebel.
He's a hero. No, he's pretty dumb.
Fucking Rick Grimes here. I'm jumping in. My explosive personality.
The turbines. Yep. That just happened. She could give a shit less. She's by the way, it's a tornado and it's a nice day in Los Angeles.
I still love how no... Yes. Yes. This is the worst acting. God, fuck.
So if you've done community theater, you can be in an asylum
movie. Community... I've seen better community theater actors.
Hey, Chambers, I've got a movie for you. He should do his monologue from the movie Sharknado. Watch me land safely.
The old man's like, burn, fucker, burn.
It's like Vietnam all over again.
Come on, everybody, let's get away from the window. You old fuck. You senile fuck. How come he landed exactly where it was before? Oh, wait, they never actually took off.
Because he's so awesome, dude. Yeah, I bet to that shot of the helicopter flying above, like, in the sky, was probably just... It was a happy accident.
Probably. They're like, yes, finally. We'll fix the color in post.
We don't have to pay for that.
What scumbag filmmakers.
La la la, no one cares. Oh.
Oh, that's funny, actually.
That's so After Effects fire. Hey, where'd the guy go who was on the front of it?
Hold him off.
It's a veterans hospital. Holy
fuck. Come on, everybody, let's get away from the windows.
These veterans could probably... Look, they have more fucking sense than this asshole. Like, I saw Hitler. I'm fucking walking away from this window.
Yep, I'm sure that glass will protect you.
It's summer. Let's see if he knew the proper technique to make these bombs. Because it's his son who made them. So he knows how they work.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he didn't get the instruction. But then again, their Semper, whatever the hell it is, they probably know the like anarchist cookbook inside
Semper
out.
Semper Paratus?
Whatever.
Semper Fi. Cowabunga! You see how much he wasted on this one? What was this? The mothership of tornadoes?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Wait for it. You know what's amazing? The bomb stayed in there. with the door wide open.
And the amphitheater has people in it sitting.
Not anymore. Now it's going to rain sharks.
Oh my.
AMC.
Oh yeah, that was actually a really bad rendition of the Walking Dead theme song. Start going into a fucking Zelda theme song. Gerudo Valley.
This is my absolutely favorite part coming up soon.
He's gonna Evil Dead this shit.
Was this like the end of Pacific Rim after the cutscene?
Yep,
so after
much.
The credit sequence.
Okay, my favorite part is look at the effects that they use whenever this next part's coming up.
Oh, he woke up from his coma, huh?
As he's coming out, look at the material that they use, like how funny it is.
Oh, Lord. Well, I hope he held his breath.
Because the fumes would knock
like
him out and kill him.
It looks like pieces of foam or like, you know, when that you take camping. That they've just soaked in blood and decided to cut through. Look at that.
Yeah.
Where's my shoe?
Yep, I was a 90210 for this.
Oh, just wait. He's not the only one.
This is a chick?
Yep.
He just so happened to.
Oh, this Alpha Getty, I want to lick it off you.
Oh, God.
The fact that he didn't kill himself...
Or her...
Yeah, the fact that the fumes didn't kill him. She would have suffocated already.
Oh, we have an emotional connection because I looked at your fucking scar and you told me a story.
I'm going to hate sharks now because they took you away from me.
Let's
tell you, she's in the coughing up water. It's been like blood and shit.
Should have been splooge.
Or shark bile.
Look how there's no blood on her eyes whatsoever.
It's probably in her contract. Oh, shit, that's probably goggle eyes. They probably sprayed her with the shit.
That's right.
Thank you. Kiss my neck. Make love to me in shark guts. Hey, Jezebel.
Oh, God.
You're getting me hot in the fucking Thompson.
All I can hear is U2's It's a Beautiful Day. It's a beautiful day.
Are you kidding me? I never got your real name.
What's your name? Esther!
No, I thought it was Shaniqua.
It was. Kiss me, you... How'd he get morphed? Did he just bathe in tomato sauce? He's like, fuck this shit. Is this done yet? Please.
Almost, my friend.
You mean you didn't enjoy it?
Although, I will say this about this. Notice how quickly it goes by. Like, this movie is amazingly well-paced. You're never bored. And there we have it, folks.
That's
Sharknado. With super fast credit sequence. Because nobody wants to see their name recognized.
It's all Laura Ipsum. It's not even real fucking people.
Alan Smithy. Oh, boy. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed whatever the hell we just watched. Oh, my God.
Is this the Ramones? Like a Ramones ripoff band?
Doing the Shark... The Ballad of the Sharknado. I would love it if this would motherfucking make the Billboard Top 100.
Oh my God, that was the whole fucking credits.
Yeah.
It's only an hour and 26 minutes long.
Yeah, like I said, that the movie moves remarkably fast. So,
Jesus.
Closing thoughts on this, guys. Blair?
Epic Sharknado awesomeness. I love it.
Scotty?
Fuck me. What did I watch? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Eh?
Jesus Christ, man. What the fuck?
I'm waiting for Sharknado 2.
I'll say this. I love a good B-movie. I'm glad they're making a bit of a comeback.
Yeah, the fucking keyword should have been good.
Yeah.
A good B-movie.
Yeah, this one, it's entertaining to watch once.
This is the kind of shit you see in the fucking Zellers goddamn bargain rack. I was like, who the fuck put this on a disc?
I'd buy that for $1.
Yeah, that's about all this movie's really worth. Although, I'd be curious to see if the Blu-ray has any special features, so who knows? Maybe we'll have this on a review show in like a month or two. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for us. So for This Week in Geek, we have been...
Mrs. Birdman!
Scott, what the fuck did I just watch, Bordis?
And I am Mike the Birdman Dodd saying...
Fuck you, Asylum!
Forecast calls for a Sharknado.